called a gardener.
Ooh, and this family's got serious bank.
Can you believe that our sister is getting married tomorrow right here in Mother Nature's bosom?
Yes, she is.
I'm with this cousin, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
Which one of you spinsters is the maid of honor?
I won the coin toss, Kim Reed.
Oh? You know, Whitley was my maid of honor just 7 months ago. I hope you know you're bucking a long-standing family tradition. In the kitchen.
Introducing me to the cook, Queen.
Thanks, Byron. Do y'all do anything on your own around here?
Wedding coordinator. This event is très disorganisé.
It's fine. We can have the wedding rehearsal without Mrs. Godfrey.
Well, seeing as I was married just 7 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days ago to my dear Myron, which coincidentally rhymes with Byron, I feel like I'm more than qualified to step in and steer this rushed affair. Now, first, my medication. If you'll excuse me, all this pollen is making my face swell. Pardon me, darling.
You did give your mama the right address.
Yes, yes.
Lost.
No, okay. just relax. Now, she's gonna adore you. Yeah, and if she doesn't, you'll be in trouble because she likes everybody.
Okay, Whitley, when are the ushers coming?
Soon, Gina.
Are they fine?
Yes, Gina.
Now, are they single?
Yes, Gina.
And knowing you, I'm sure they've got jobs.
Yes, Gina.
Sister, I gotta talk to you, please. Listen, everything is... it's perfect. It's really so beautiful. I just have one little itty-bitty concern. Please don't throw rice. It chokes the little birds.
It's tradition, Freddie.
Well, so is being a virgin on your wedding night.
Where is that wedding coordinator?
The woman of the hour!
It's about time!
It certainly is!
I was gonna cancel your check.
Well, what's the going rate for a mother-in-law these days?
Mother-in-law.
Yes, Whitley. This is my mother, Imogene Douglas.
It certainly is a pleasure to meet you, Whitley.
Yes.
Byron said you were gorgeous.
I'm so sorry about that, because my wedding coordinator's a little late. You're a little early,
Child, you are forgiven. And Byron, look at you. A senator and husband all in 1 month. Your father would be so proud. I know he'll be looking down on this blessed event.
Oh, Mama.
My mama sends her apologies. This event has been rather overwhelming for her, and she's spending the night in the spa.
Well, I'm sure she's just as lovely as you are, dear. Where's your powder room, please?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Through these doors, up the stairs, and to the right.
She's lovely, powder. Just lovely.
Why can't I ever think before my lips start a-flapping?
Oh, just relax. Mama's gonna be fine.
Oh, usher's in the house.
Ushers, eyes this way, my friend. This way, this way. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Whitley, this is my brother, Troy.
Just call me Helen.
Congratulations on your degree. What kind of law will you be specializing in?
Well, Troy is going to specialize in family law in New York.
Oh.
You know, prenuptials, custody cases, ugly divorces.
I got to get paid.
Yes. Well, you must be hungry, Charles.
Will you stay hungry? Come on, now, let me introduce you to the cook, Queenie. You can have some good southern fried cooking.
Jimmy, I'm getting married.
Isn't this exciting? Everything is so lovely. Girl. Did I tell you that Governor Wilder is a maybe?
He's single, girl.
Just think, girls, 24 hours from now, this garden will be filled with the most prominent members of the community. Eating, mingling, ugling. Me. And the most beautiful dress you've ever seen.
And when the party is over, Willie?
Where is my mind? I left my Nana's earrings. Oh, my goodness, I can't get married without them.
Where are they, Whitley?
In my jewelry box, in my apartment, back on campus.
It's all right, I'll go get them.
But it's 45 minutes away. You're gonna miss the rehearsal, Kimmy.
I live.
Kimberly. You're a perfect maid of honor.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got my gift, my purse, my keys. All right, and you've got plenty of breast milk in the refrigerator.
Breast milk? Whose is it?
One guess.
Oh, my goodness. How did you get them into those little bottles?
Maybe I shouldn't go.
No, no, no. Of course you should. I mean, you don't want to miss Miss Whitley Gilbert's bachelorette party.
Well, I'm just a little nervous. You know, it's my first time leaving a baby.
Well, it's my first time babysitting. I'm just kidding. It's just a little jokey.
Okay, well, you just keep her upstairs.
Okay.
And away from Byron's bachelor party.
I hear you. Oh, okay. If it's anything like the one Piccolo went to, it is going to be scandalous.
I want a full report.
Okay, it's $5 extra if you want me to spy, and 10 if you want pictures.
Mama, it was just a rehearsal.
But it was so beautiful, Byron. I don't know if I can take it tomorrow.
I hope you can, Mama Douglas, because we'll be videotaping it.
He's lovely. Just lovely.
Green's cake is still delicious. Now, speaking of delicious, where is that fine mother of yours?
She's at the spa, but she'll be here tomorrow, of course, and she's looking forward to seeing you too, Reverend Sounds.
Well, thank you. Remember those vows?
Yes, sir. Yes, we will.
Video man's coming at 1 o'clock after the ceremony. The photographer from Jet will be here. We picked our scriptures. Kimmy's getting my earrings.
Hello. Remember me?
Who?
The groom. The man who intends to spend the next 50 years of his life with you.
50? You're not dying on me that soon, are you?
You're right. I plan to grow very old with you.
I'm your fountain of youth, Daddy.
Ooh, tough, that tough. You know, I'm sure there will not be one dull day with you, Mrs. Douglas.
Mrs. Byron Douglas III has a nice ring to it.
Almost as nice as the ring I'm going to put on your finger tomorrow. Will you, Ms. Whitley Gilbert, take me to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
Say it again.
I do.
And again.
I do.
And again.
I do.
Yeah, who is it?
It's Kim.
Kim. Kim! It's Kim.
Hi there, Kim.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I thought you were in Richmond.
I came to pick up something for Whitley. But you and I need to talk.
Yeah, well, do we have to do it in such bright light?
Ron, I cannot believe it's the night before the wedding and nobody's called it off.
Old girl's really going through with it, huh?
Yep. I don't think she's over Duane.
Well, can't you talk some sense into her?
Oh, no, no, no. I've taken a vow of silence. Last time I opened my mouth, Duane and Whitley broke off their engagement.
Well, that's my point exactly.
No.
Yeah.
You are so devious.
Except when it comes to you.
Is that right?
Yeah. You remember when I told you that I was going to prove myself to you?
I hope you don't think you're going to do it in there.
When I opened up my heart to you, I also opened up a Kim Reese account. And here are the fruits of my labor. I hope they're helpful in yours.
Oh, sweet.
You better open that bag. Huh?
Hmm? Oh, my God.
I hear these telescopes are all the rage at medical school.
Stethoscope.
It's whatever. Yeah.
Oh, isn't that special?
Yes, it is, girl. See, I get her something practical. That way, if she gets stood up again, she can still use it.
Kimmy!
Kim!
What took you so long?
Oh, I
took the scenic route.
What scenic route?
The one I'll tell you about later.
All right. You're a lifesaver. Girls, these earrings have been in my family for 5 generations.
They've walked down many an aisle.
I couldn't break that tradition.
Oh, I never got to wear them. Man, I'm glad I didn't, because everyone who has is now either dead or single.
Courtney, one more little snide remark and you go into your room. So just shut up.
Thank you so much for my presence, ladies.
Well, we saved the best for last.
For the wife of a senator.
Well, I ain't married yet.
You guys are having a party over there, too, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I'm standing up. Wait, I just gave birth. Get away from me. Huh? No, baby. Look, honey, honey, I'll call you back. Yeah, I love you more. Yeah.
Call you right back, honey. Oh, Lord.
Hey, Byron, it feels so good to have a state senator who won't renege on his campaign promises.
What?
Man, if your education bill gets passed, you don't know. It will alleviate so much
Dwayne, use your eyes, man. And this is my bachelor party, and you are boring me.
Boring? I'll be right back.
Now, just remember what I said about that. Watch.
Come up for air, brother.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your Hoover vacuum cleaner imitation.
Oh, get out of here. I like Byron. I'm not the petty little man that you are.
I like Byron, too. But he's not marrying my woman tomorrow.
All right, everybody, grab a glass.
I'd like to make a toast to my big brother, the senator.
All right. I'll drink all right.
A man without whom I would have appeared as an angel in my parents' eyes.
The truth.
A man who can do no wrong.
Talk that man has continued
in that tradition by marrying one of the most beautiful, incredible, intelligent ladies I've ever met.
All right.
Come to think of it, how'd you do that, Byron?
I just got it like that. That's all.
Here at the bride.
Hey, to me for making these slamming pina coladas.
Play. Cutting out?
Yeah, man, I don't need to be here.
Where you gonna go?
Anywhere.
Be cool, man.
Yeah.
Yo, excuse me, I hate to.
Listen up, guys. Lady in the house.
I hate to interrupt. But did anybody see any milk in the refrigerator?
Oh, yeah, I use that to make these slamming pina coladas.
That was breast milk, Ron. Kimberly. Kimmy. Why don't you go on to bed?
I am. What are you still doing up?
I was going through my jewelry box and I came across this little pink piece of paper with some vows that I wrote Dwayne. Seems like a lifetime ago.
You were still in love with him 3 months ago.
I spent the night with him. There's a difference.
For men, maybe. For you, no.
Are you awake?
I'm awake.
Are you listening to
me?
I'm not in love with Dwayne anymore.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
You know what's best for you.
Yes. Now I do.
Look, I'm sorry I haven't been very supportive these last few weeks.
What are you talking about, Kimberly?
You're very supportive. You're the most giving person I know.
Yeah. But what happens when that person who needs me most gets married and doesn't need me anymore?
Fatal, fatal, Kimberly. I always need you. all right, break it up. It is way past your bedtime, and you need your beauty sleep. I am not going to have Aunt Marion fussing at me because your eyes are toting shopping bags. A veil can only hide so much.
Well, you better get some sleep. Tomorrow's a big day.
Who is he?
Hi.
Dwayne? What are you doing here?
I don't know. I jumped in my car and I started driving, and the next thing you know, I was on the I-95 headed to Richmond. I don't know anybody else in the neighborhood, so here I am, here I am.
I don't believe this. I do not believe
Whitley,
this.
Whitley, I know it's late, but what I have to say cannot wait until tomorrow morning.
Do not do this to me.
I have to. Listen to me. Tomorrow you're going to be... You're going to be Mrs. Byron Douglas. I just want to spend a few moments alone with Whitley Gilbert.
All right.
When we were together, I made a lot of mistakes. But I never meant to hurt you.
It seems despite all our good intentions, Dwayne, we keep hurting each other over and over. I didn't realize that I was putting so much pressure on you.
Well, as much as I hate to admit it, it's exactly what I needed to get my act together.
Agreed.
You know, you set a standard. And I couldn't hang. Or I wasn't quite ready. I mean, when I first came to Hellman, you know, I was Joe Knucklehead. Goofy freshman with flip-up glasses.
Couldn't buy a date.
Yeah. But I ended up with you, free of charge. The woman I couldn't stand became my best friend, my girl, my lover. Even though you challenged me every step of the way, babe.
Well, you know me. All or nothing.
Well, you better not change.
Dwayne, I thought that I would always be dependent on a man. I thought that's just the way it's gonna be. But you taught me how to depend on myself.
You taught me how to love, Willie.
You taught me how to love.
If we were all that to each other, why didn't our relationship work? Yeah, I don't know either. I always knew you'd make a beautiful bride, Whitley.